hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hey, good evening, Julie.
Good evening, Christine Marie.
And how was your holidays?
It was fine.
Okay, just a tepid fine.
It was nice. We had a very
a scale
nice quiet
of 1 to 10?
Day. I was actually 10. I mean, I never think of holidays as I like Christmas Eve because we have a celebration. But besides that, it's just us
it's
three.
It's a regular day.
It's a regular day. And yeah. It's what you bring to it. But I typically feel grateful most of the time anyway. Mm-hmm. And I.
You are a grateful girl.
So I don't need a day to say, are you celebrating being grateful for what you have?
Right.
I'm like, dude, I do that all the time.
Do you remember the old days? And I don't know what would be considered the old days. But this time of the year, there would be a lot of turkey testicle eating.
Yeah, 100%.
Eating, slinging, running races.
Yes.
Throwing them in like those cornholes.
Yes.
Just
turkey
a
testicle
turkey.
Cornhole competitions.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if that's
on
just,
every street corner.
Do you think that's a Midwestern thing or do you think in like San Francisco?
Do you think the people out there on the West Coast are
throwing
going,
testicles?
What are those people talking about?
Well, I mean,
testicles?
Are they tossing testicles around
what
as
were
much
they,
as we
but
do?
But they were, here's the thing. There was another word for them. And it was a code word.
Turkey testicles?
Yeah, wasn't it?
I don't
another,
know.
Like
turkey,
you would see
T-shirts. Like being in the ball run and something like that. It's
something like that.
Yeah.
There was, but it was another word, I'm
instead
correct.
Instead of like the cannonball run, because you run your 5K run for the turkey testicle celebration, it's like a five ball run or a turkey ball run.
But
I don't know.
I remember, though, those were good days.
Good times. It seems like a lifetime ago, but maybe it was just last year. Or do you think now people really eating the testicles is kind of coming out of favor?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a thing.
In the Midwest, we believe in using the whole animal.
We do. And that is including the testicles. And I think in Texas, they believe the same thing.
Right.
It goes, and the Inuits, they believe in using the whole animal.
Yeah.
And so I think back in the day, they just wouldn't have a celebration about it.
Right. Or at the local tavern, they wouldn't have, the turkey testicle trot.
Right. Exactly. Or like, hey, guys, you know, for a pint of beer, you get to join, you know, and a partner, you get to join the team of like turkey testicle cornhole throwers.
Yeah.
You know, they put all the dry testicles in a bean bag and they throw the bean bag around.
The thing is, I wonder, now here's
it
the thing too.
It weighs a little bit different. It's not the same kind of feel.
Okay. But I'm wondering if people on the West Coast and the East Coast, would they even know cornholes? Because, I mean, you and I, we were looking through the computer. We went to Wayfair.
Yes, Wayfair.
Which is the deep state.
No, Etsy.
What was
was it Wayfair? Wayfair, yes.
It was Wayfair, you know, the deep state place that does the children in tunnels and things like that.
Yes, well, you can buy a $3,000 or $10,000, you know,
pillow
with the name of a missing child on it.
A missing child that's on a, and that's the name, but that's what the pillow is called as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's a Sarah out there that's been missing a long time, but you can buy her for $10,000 from Wayfair.
That's right.
And I don't get it.
We don't get it.
But I've seen the websites too. It's like, look, guys, you can buy a pill for $10,000. I'm like, well, why is Wayfair selling a pill for $10,000?
We can't. We do not.
I don't know anywhere. I can't figure it out anywhere.
No, but we look the other way in these things.
Yes.
But we have in the little search box, cornhole.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And cornholes come up. And I do wonder though if it's just a rural Midwestern thing, because you can, you know, you could have the most beautiful lawn and in your backyard, you can have whatever you want, but you will definitely have a cornhole thing where you throw turkey testicles. You're actually whatever you choose.
Whatever you
into
want to put
these
in
holes.
Those corn balls. Typically, on non-Thanksgiving days, it is a small, you know, 6-inch by 6-inch square bean bag filled with corn.
Mm-hmm.
Little, you know, popcorn that's not done yet.
And then
hence
hence the name corn.
Hole.
And you throw them into this wooden thing.
Yes.
That has two holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully the corn goes into the hole.
Well, I like the idea of Wayfair. Because if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know the brand of this, but I would think it would have been Martha Stewart printing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can buy, like, your cornhole. Because it's just flat, you know, piece of plywood, you know, mm-hmm. made with, you know.
They're a little raised.
They're raised, yeah, because you got to have the cornhole fall through. Yeah. But they're, some of them are just beautiful. They're, you can get Monet paint on them.
Right.
You can have the, if you're, you know, you can go camo.
You got the Martha Stewart Snoop Dogg edition, which just looks like one big joint.
Yes, exactly. And a joint, and they're tapping the joint off, and it's a very decorative bong. Let's just be real. She designed the bong. Mm-hmm. He brought the right. weed, and it looks beautiful.
That's right.
And so I also went to Etsy because I like to contribute to the local arts, you know, artsy people mm-hmm. and keep them going because they're all independent contractors, supposedly, which is not true
independent
now.
Independent artists.
Yeah, that's not true anymore. There's a, I think there's a lot of stuff being made by companies.
Oh, I thought it was elves.
Our elves, mm-hmm. for sure, during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you put in cornhole games in there.
You can.
Anything you possibly want. And I've seen some where you can send them a picture of you, and they'll put it on the cornhole.
Yeah.
And like you can put a picture with your mouth open, and then you're like throwing the beanbag into your own personal mouth. It is very, very
meta.
It's like this is awesome, and it's a way of. And so, like, you know, what do you think? Think the West Coast, the East Coast. Do they think they're thinking we're crazy here? Like, what is it with the meta, with the cornhole?
They don't understand Midwesterners.
Well, like how dare...
But what they do know about us is that we eat meat.
Right. We don't let the... Here's the thing they need to know about us. Not only do we not let any part of the bird go to waste, but we forbid any part of the corn to go to waste.
Yes.
So all the corn that falls to the ground, what are we going to do with this stuff? Collect it. Make the bean bags. And if I'm not mistaken, Martha Stewart has made those fancy pillows that were supposed to be so mm-hmm. soft and cuddle mm-hmm. your head. And I think they're filled with some kind of mm-hmm. like corn seed in there.
Well, we even, gosh darn it, Julie, we even fire up our cars with corn.
Ethanol. Yeah. We, you know, our diesel and our fuel is, now I'm sorry, people out in the East and West Coast who only have Teslas. We have our share of Teslas out here, mm-hmm. but not our full share.
Yeah, about between 75 and 100 miles away, we have a free charging station.
Hey, raise the roof.
Raise the roof.
So by the time I get home, I can charge my, good job. Like I can pray I can make it 100 miles. Huh? So yeah, we're coming along.
Yeah.
But because we are abundant with corn, mm-hmm. you know, we don't just rely solely on oil from the ground. We rely on all sorts of things.
Hell no. We rely. You know, Stephen King because was we really are, not too far off when he wrote Children of the Corn.
For sure. In more ways than none, right?
Right.
Because we use it for high fructose corn syrup. We use it for corn oil. You know, no part of the corn and is being wasted. And gratefully so, because we have farmers in the family. And decades ago, they used to say, you know, people would go and buy their corn heater to heat their house because our farming people would go, corn is not worth anything.
There's nothing else you can do but burn it.
Burn it and put it in your home because it ain't worth much.
Right.
But nowadays.
Nowadays with subsidies, people.
I hid corn syrup and corn oil and it's like, woohoo, Children of the Corn, baby. It's not just a horror film. Or is it? It's a premonition of things to come. For sure.
I once won. This was years ago, but mm-hmm. I won a radio contest.
Okay.
And it was about, it was something like what David Letterman would say, three words. What would David Letterman say if he came to our DeKalb County?
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I won because I just said three words, corn, corn, corn. And at that point, at that time, that was like so cool to say.
So, yeah, you were so mad.
And the radio station called up and we won a turkey.
Yay for Thanksgiving. Well, you know, bringing back memories, you've won quite a bit of stuff for us on the radio. One is during the New Kids on the Block stage back in the day.
Yes.
You won me tickets from our local radio show.
NKOTB.
NKTOB. And they were like front row. No, they weren't. They weren't front row tickets because we were at local radio station. It was, you know, lawn seats, but it was still nice. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of cool.
I knew that you loved him.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we were doing was writing a poem.
Yes.
About the New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, do you even remember it? I remember one line in it.
The line that I think that won it was from a parent's perspective.
A parent's perspective. Yeah, that wasn't the criteria. That's what you did, though.
Right. That's what
you
I
took
did.
It to a little bit of a different angle.
Different angle. Yes. Wanted you to win. And I put down that I wanted my kids to win these new kids on the block. But it was, this group makes me want to blow chunks, but my girl thinks that they're a bunch of hunks. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It might have even been a haiku. I'm not sure. But it was definitely a cool poem. And we won.
We won.
And I took like 3 or 4 of my friends. And it was great. It was wonderful. You know, it's funny though. I wasn't, I think I was a fan of New Kids on the Block. But truly, it was mass hysteria. Because it was my friends getting together. And we can go to a concert and feel safe. And you guys were totally cool with us going to a concert like this. There was no drugs being passed, you know, and so forth. But I think after that stage was over, I'm not sure I listened to any of their songs.
I couldn't even tell you one of them.
Oh, please.
Wait.
Oh, the right stuff. Or no, something like that. Something like, God, you've got the right stuff, baby.
No.
Yeah, that's one of the songs. Something like that. There's a ton of songs. You'd know them.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. What else did I win for you?
I don't know. I mean, I think you've won. I mean, you guys won me.
I tried to win you a trip to, or all of us, a trip to Hawaii.
No, that didn't work.
And that did not work out. Mm-mm. We bought a one piece of plywood. No, drywall.
Yeah.
And I cut holes in it for all our heads and gave us like little painted bodies with bikinis and a surfboard. And then we turned on our like CD player and sang da 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 da.
That's right.
Da 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 da.
Yeah.
I'm sure that everybody.
Well,
did
no,
that.
I think if you're going to go energetically, I think that you energetically did not want to win that trip per se because you'd have to get on a plane.
I don't cross the ocean.
You don't cross the ocean
unless it's by the Queen Mary.
Yes, that's your deal with all
so
of us.
So it takes a month or two.
Yeah. I'll meet you there, guys. I'll meet you there. And also, we have this unwritten rule that as a family, we never travel together in case one plane goes down. There's someone that survives. I don't know what that's about, but that's our
I think we should
rule.
Rethink that, though, because I think you should rethink that. Because now we would just like all want to go.
Like, I guess exactly.
If we know it's the end of the world or something, we would just all go.
Well, yeah, but if you don't fly, then and dad would a dad and I fly? No, I mean it's like
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
but okay, here's my example. When dad got his free flying lesson, or not his free flying lesson, he took a flying lesson, and the guy goes, "Hey, Julie, why don't you come in, hop in, we'll take it for free." And my first thought was, "Holy shit, mom's in the car alone." Doug's next to her in his car. If the plane goes down, both me and dad die. Mom's alone with Doug. I'm not willing to take a risk. So at least at that moment, I know the only way dad and I both die simultaneously is if he hits me in the plane. then we're okay.
With a possibility.
But that didn't happen, thank God.
You know what?
But I would have loved to have gone up there.
Weird scenarios, though. Mm. I mean, I'm just picturing this. You guys go down, and Doug and I just look at each other.
Like,
I mean, in the 30 years that you guys have been together, I think he's probably said...
It's 20, by the way. It just feels like 30.
It feels like 30. Shit. I think he's probably said 10 words to me.
100%. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's how you want it, right? That's kind of like it?
I guess so.
Well, you've...
I tried to have conversations with him, but it didn't happen.
No.
Yeah. I guess we I just don't know...
I try to have conversations
with him. What he
wants
to talk about. But also, I can't understand him either.
I know.
He has his own language. I don't know what...
It's
not mid-Atlantic.
No.
But it's like...
I call it, you know, Charlie Brown...
Charlie Brown
accent. So there are things that happen. We just go, okay, not willing to take that risk because, as I said, I had cracked a dozen eggs over 2 days, and ten of them were
double yolks.
Yes. Now that's like 1 in a trillion chance of that happening.
Yes.
But
and I don't make light of that.
So unfortunately, I hadn't won the lottery yet.
We've won a dollar here to keep
playing. Yes, keep playing.
Oh, by the way, it's over 500 tonight. We played.
Ooh, thank you for playing.
Yeah.
Raise the roof. Yeah. I want to win. I'm in alignment with winning, baby. Woohoo! Can't wait. La, la, la. Fati. I know it's going to happen. I can't wait. It's going to come one way or another.
That's right.
For sure, for sure. So I've had some interesting conversations with people this week I kind of want to share.
And I had just one interesting thing, and it had to do with a powder.
We want to share that first?
You could tell it if you want to.
No, I want you to tell it. You should tell it. Is it a supernatural thing that happened?
Remember I told you were watching Paranormal on camera?
Well, okay. I'm going to set this up a little bit. Because if you guys love paranormal stuff like I love paranormal stuff, I don't like scary paranormal stuff, but I do know no one has officially died from paranormal stuff. That just hasn't happened yet that I'm aware of. I'm not talking about alien stuff because... Or the people who are missing, we don't know what happened to them. It could be paranormal.
Or demonic stuff.
Yeah, stop saying that. What's wrong with you? But I will say this. I would say that everybody, for the most part, let's say 80% of people out there have a DVR of some sort, right? So Paranormal Caught on Camera is on the Travel Station.
Travel Channel.
The Travel Channel might also be called the Ghost Channel or the Paranormal
189
Channel.
On Dish.
Yeah. I cannot watch that show.
Is it? No, 196.
Something like that. Yeah. I cannot watch that show live. Mm-mm. Because...
It's intolerable.
It's intolerable.
Because here's what it is. You'll see the little videotape that they've... it's an hour show.
Yeah.
So they divide it into four quadrants. So they've got four pieces of videotape.
Yes.
And basically, there's only like 3 to 5 seconds long, these things are. So... At the beginning of the thing, they'll set it up, you'll see it, and then they'll play it 100 more times in the next 15 minutes.
Yes.
In between commercials.
And then you have people who, I'm not sure who these people are.
They're like the judges.
Yes.
And the judges always go like, according to my opinion and research, this could not have been done by anything other than an alien.
Right.
And this is definitely paranormal.
And then they are basically, instead of alien theorists.
Ancient alien.
They're paranormal theorists.
Right.
And that's cool.
That's right.
I would love to get my degree in that. And I think in late nights they offer a class. It's
Wouldn't
like $99
awesome?
And you go take the class online and you get a certificate for paranormal theorists.
Right.
I'm all for that. I would love it. Maybe for my birthday I'll do that. It's probably only a 6-week class, wouldn't you think? If that. Okay. But I would like that. And maybe it's just one of those things where you claim yourself to be the authority.
Right.
You take it.
Well,
take
not,
your
not
hand,
only
take
that,
your...
but you take it. You set up the certificate.
100%. I mean, I know that, you know.
I sent my aunt, who is a big know-it-all.
Yeah.
I sent her a certificate out of my computer.
Yes.
That she graduated summa cum laude. Mm-hmm. From the School of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
From the University of the School of Hard Knocks.
And she was grateful to have a diploma finally.
She has it on her wall.
She's like, oh, thank you, Christine. Mm. Thank you, Christine. Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that about her. You know, that's great.
So did you want to tell my paranormal?
So, okay, unless you want to tell it. Because I know a lot of times you tell me that I'm talking too much.
I think... I did say that after last week's show.
Which at the end, after you heard it again, you said, Julie, are you on crack?
I want to search your pockets. I want to search your drawers.
Please do. You have my permission.
You.
Yeah. Okay. You fold my drawers and then you say, hey, these are a little too holy. We have a hole. I give you a parameter. If it has more than 3 holes, you're allowed to throw them away.
That's right.
But if it has 3 holes or less, more than 3 toss.
Yeah, I know.
3 and less.
I
think
I'm just like
more.
Tossing no matter what now.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. But they still have a couple more uses to them.
I know. They...
If not even just to
Dad likes
dust.
To, yeah, Dad likes to wash the dry the car windows with it.
I appreciate that. How about not my father using my underwear to wash the cars with? I appreciate that. That would be great. So I had shared this morning or the other day that I had watched these 4 videos, and one was kind of interesting, I thought. Mm-hmm. One was, and I can do it literally in 15 minutes, if not faster. I can get through a whole episode of Paranormal Activity caught on camera in 10 minutes, 15 minutes at the most.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. And so was new.
That's working it, girl.
Yeah. And there was a guy there who had met previously President Carter, and he's a classically trained guitar player, and they talked for a brief moment about President Carter's sighting of UFOs. Mm-hmm. And so this gentleman decided that he was going to use music to call forth the UFOs. And he says, I see them all the time up there in the sky playing and so forth. Now, I have had many experiences. Most of the time when I call, I can't make it manifest.
He says this, or
no,
you?
No, me. Mm. There was only one time I was able to call it forth and it right. manifested.
Right.
And that was during the meteor shower.
Right.
Which is now kind of suspicious because, like, did I see meteor shower? No, I'm telling you, what I saw did not behave with the meteor shower. And I said, hey, people. I'm out in the middle of a cornfield, believe it or not. It's all circles around corn.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of cornfield, seeing the meteor shower. Mm-hmm. I'm with Quinn and her ex and Doug. Dark, dark, dark. And I said, guys, let's really just amp this experience up and claim to see an unidentified flying object up in the sky. I said, but let's just say also, we're not willing to see it land. That's like, don't want to be scared. But I would be, and sure enough, we saw lights circling right above us, circling in real tight circles.
Mm-hmm.
That does not, you know, very interesting. So,
love
so anyway,
it.
That
love
guy,
it.
That guy would sing to the UFOs. They would come in the day and night, not every day, but enough to make it look like, oh my gosh, he's really calling them forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another episode, another scene in this one paranormal caught on camera was this gentleman, Peru, I think, someplace South America.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of crazy shit happens down there.
Peru is an interesting,
yeah.
It's the land of the snakes, as I call it.
Oh, interesting. I like the fact that it has the lake called Lake Titicaca. I just makes me giggle, and I want to go there before I die, just so I can... Then I can,
because you want to say it.
I want to say
on
it.
And you want to put it on your bio.
I do.
Your CV, your curriculum vitae.
My obituary.
She went to Lake Titicaca.
Julie, exactly. Julie achieved one of her bucket list goals and visited the Lake Titicaca. And everybody would go, oh,
I get it.
So even though people are crying because they're so sad, they will be laughing also. And I think that's who I am. I'm a giver.
You are a giver.
I'm a giver. I
You're
want
generous.
People to be able to laugh as I'm going out.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
That'll be a bittersweet moment for me, though.
Yes. Okay. Or you'll be on the other side pulling me forward, one or the other. That's the plan. I'll be disappointed if it's the other way around.
Me too.
So then in this Peru, this gentleman was taking camera shots of this shadow person and he's like 3 feet, like 2 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
and he'd pop out from behind the stairs. So it would be mm-hmm. the basement.
Mm-hmm.
He'd pop in, and the cat would see it too, and it would freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, this is bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't just like a split second. It was like more like 2 or 3 seconds, mm-hmm. and I got chills right now thinking
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sharing you this story this morning or the other day, and you're like, well, that's interesting because I kind of had a situation like that myself.
Just a couple of days ago.
And I got scared all of a sudden because I'm like, first
you
off,
did?
I had chills.
Okay.
Because first off, you didn't tell me right away.
Right.
And would you have kept this to yourself? And then you go ahead, tell the story.
Well, okay.
You saw it.
I saw it. So it was in
I set you up.
It was in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I am a user of Johnson's cornstarch.
Yes.
Cornstarch.
Not talc powder.
Not talc.
Cornstarch.
And I use it generously.
Yeah.
So there was a towel in the bed.
Yeah.
And Norm had just picked it up for some reason and shook it out.
Intuitively shook it out.
Now this is in the daytime, so all the windows are open, the mm-hmm. sun is streaming through. Mm-hmm. And he shook it out and I just watched all these, you know, particles, these cornstarch particles.
Cornstarch.
Just kind of flying through the air. And it was interesting. And then all of a sudden it started making a shape, like the outline of a person.
Yeah.
So they didn't all just fall straight to the ground. They actually outlined a person, like almost like an invisible man.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a tall person. It was, you know, just sort
like Norm's height or shorter?
No, shorter. Shorter.
Like much shorter? Like your height?
Yeah. Mine are a little bit like your height and rounder. Like a round thing. And so, but I wasn't scared at all.
No.
I just thought, oh, this is interesting. I actually thought it might have been a saint that I like prayed to. Converse with.
Meditate on.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and then that was it.
Well, I mean, this is...
And then when I told you, you went, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps. Chills right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Then they're like, are they watching me? Well, because I told you yesterday, like last night I was sleeping and Elliot sleeps with me. Not on the bed, but near it.
Right.
And I started hearing a noise kind of like near me.
Yeah.
And so I decided to yell at his name to wake the dog up.
Right.
And he like wakes up. He's like, what you bugging me for, Julie? But I feel like if he got up and he would see something, yeah, he would like bark and growl. And,
exactly.
And nothing would happen.
Right.
And, but we have had interesting things happen in our house.
In this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But very sweet things.
Yeah.
We had, we've very heard sweet angelic voices come through our dog.
Right.
Not the present dog, Charlie Ray.
Charlie Ray.
Who was more of an in-betweener, you know, between this world and that world.
Oh, yeah. It was like an angelic choir, like a celestial.
You heard it in your room, and I heard it in my office, and we were doing a an online course at that moment on spirituality, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking to myself
that we were blessed.
Yeah. You saw the words, and Dad saw it the exact same time, and Charlie was very surprised.
Charlie was
that this angelic female voice coming out of his mouth.
Right, right.
I just heard it from the back room.
Right.
And I said, oh, how lovely. My mom is singing before our class.
Right.
And I just was put at ease.
Yes.
We think we had like 30 people on the phone.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was really quite wonderful.
Yeah.
And then the other day you said you were talking about the year in review. And you were thinking about all the nice things that had happened to you, and you were disappointed that you weren't able to fill up a hand or two. You're like, well, I guess I got my deck done. Like, you were thinking about all the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
And the bigger stuff.
Right.
And then you go, you know what was interesting this year? I said, what, Mom? And you said, we were having a soul sister grouping. And you said, it was nice seeing my angel around the house.
Right.
My 12-foot angel. Just imagine. It was much bigger than that.
Way bigger than 12 feet.
So you saw, in physical form.
Right.
You saw like a 20-foot angel.
Yeah.
And then that angel was quite surprised. Like, holy cow, that person sees me. And then vanished as soon as it came into sight.
Well, what it did was, as soon as I was outside.
Yeah.
And I just happened to have a quick glance to my left, and it was as tall as a tree, a big tree.
Right. Well, that's and like, it was I have massive. No idea, 40 feet tall? I have no idea.
And it was just like, oh, noticing.
Yeah.
And then it depixelated.
Yeah.
That's how it looked to
that's
me.
That's how you can see it.
Right.
And I understand that because.
Yeah. Do you understand what that means?
Yeah, kinda like, 100%. Yeah, because in your language right now, you're working with a similitude and, you know, systems and programs. And so it would come in like that and so forth. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I was talking to Greg and his family over the Thanksgiving on a Zoom call. And
no, it wasn't.
It wasn't a Zoom call, but that's what Dad said to Uncle David.
Oh, yeah.
Because I talked to my family on a Zoom call, and I'm like, it wasn't a Zoom call.
FaceTime.
At least we FaceTimed him, but...
He's so techie.
And he wants to use the word Zoom. I'm like, you go, Dad. You're so cool. You Zoomed him. Good for you. Yeah. And did you tube him them too? Best not be tubing.
We got a lot of feedback that everybody loved your Q-tip story last week.
Oh, my tubing Q-tip.
Your tubing Q-tip story.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because Normano says to me, so that's what the kids say when you get caught doing something you shouldn't be doing is called tubing. And I'm like, Dad, you know why we call it tubing, right? He goes, no, I really don't. And I had to tell him about Jeffrey tubing.
Oh, my
like,
God.
I know.
It's, oh, okay, you crazy kids.
Well, we were listening to Dad. Dad was asking me, we were all together watching this one show. And the person said, OMFG.
Yes.
And Dad goes to me, what does OMFG mean? I go, and I try and do it with a straight face, even though deep down I'm laughing hysterically.
Because
he says it with no irony.
No, just so like, innocent.
It's so innocent.
Yeah.
And I said,
Julie, what does OMFG mean?
I go, oh my fucking God.
I know, Julie, but what does OMFG mean?
And I, boom, boom, boom. Exactly. Exactly. And then they were also in this class we were watching, the show we were watching. The narrator mentioned that there was the men experienced a 13% increase.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know what that means, ladies? And Dad goes, Julie, what's he talking about? And I just said, Dad, he's referring to that the men's genitalia increased by 13%. I didn't say genitalia. No. I think I was more like...
You went turkey testicles.
I did say that. Exactly. I said corn cob, which increased 13%. He's like, oh. And I'm like, Okay, yeah, Father.
Well, we've been with him for like 4 or 5 days now.
Yeah.
It's getting time for him to go back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty tough.
Well, and so, and then that, but that wasn't my weirdest conversation I had this week. But I do
want,
I know. Well, I had two more weird conversations. I'll finish with the last one, the most outrageous one last. So I was talking to Greg and his family on FaceTime for Thanksgiving. And we kind of, I brought up the subject of our haunted house that we lived in Wooddale.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was in the background and she's like, "You guys lived in a haunted house?" And I'm like, "Greg, how could you not have said we lived in a haunted house?"
Right.
How
did you not, all the shit that he tells his kids.
I know.
Which, it's okay because a lot of it's remotely the truth.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
We all tell
that
stories.
Everybody exaggerates.
But what he
talks. Because you want to have like a great childhood, you know.
And we've talked about what exactly, yeah, we had a great childhood. Just let mom. You programmed us to have a great childhood. We had a great childhood.
We had a great childhood. Remember
we had
this.
A wonderful childhood. That was another thing that was written on my wallpaper besides Ziggy's lines. But anyway, things that happened in the house. We had the, and I'll just briefly go over because we talked about it before, but like, we heard noises and footsteps upstairs. We called the cops.
Mm-hmm.
The cops heard somebody pick up the line and said, "Is that somebody upstairs picking the line up?" And we said, "No." They said, "Get out of the house. We're coming over now." Yada, yada, yada. This is not a movie, people. But what was weird is what Gregory and I remember. I don't remember this, but what Gregory remembers is that the house was really messy.
Yes.
Wildly messy for some reason. Yeah. That's what Gregory remembers.
Yeah.
And I remember that time,
mm-hmm,
before we lived in that house. Yeah. We lived in a couple different apartments.
Well, we moved up here and we lived in a condo.
Yes.
And then we moved because we were managing these apartment units.
Yes.
And so we lived in an apartment then.
Yes.
And then we moved to the home. The
and
house.
I remember specifically that every one of our apartments was spotless.
Always
and
neat.
Also,
always.
I had to vacuum.
Right.
And I remember one time we were like, why is it smell in this room? And then we realized, and Gregory was dumping his lunch behind the sofa.
Yeah.
And we're like, son of a gun. So everything was always clean. And
yeah.
We did. So, but then for whatever reason, this house,
yeah,
we could never keep things clean.
No.
And it was so unlike us.
Yeah.
Because when we moved to Sycamore and we had a duplex.
Right.
I remember the duplex always
being clean. Always being clean, right.
So something energetically was happening in this house.
Yes.
That the home was surprisingly messy.
Cluttered.
Just
yeah.
Cluttered.
Yeah.
And we could
It wasn't like filthy. It was just stuff.
We never put anything away.
Right, right.
Everything was just always out.
Yeah.
I mean, my bedroom was always a mess too,
yeah,
but I'm just like saying that's the way it was. But it was weird.
Yeah.
And I really think that energetically, but when Gregory was telling the scary story,
yeah,
and he says, "I just remember like even the cops were like, maybe you should clean your house up." I don't know if that's a true saying. I don't know if that really happened. Because they say you forget, remember things wrong.
Yeah. 85% of what you remember is really not the truth.
Yeah, it could have been you and your cop voice saying, "Greg, we should have this house clean before they call the police."
Hoping that the house would be clean.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I just remember thinking, oh my God, during that time, our garage was filled to the brim.
Well, that's
with no cars.
Yeah, we could never put a car in the garage.
No, it was bizarre.
Yeah,
and as soon as we moved to a different home, we all had cars. I know.
Yes.
I don't understand it.
Yeah,
why? What happened in that house? I mean, I do understand it. It was the devil.
It was the devil doing it.
And it was scary. But now we have angels around us in this home, and
yes,
I love it.
Yes.
To the point where it's hard for me to move.
Well, it was a raised ranch, our first home.
Yes.
And the
And you
kitchen,
told us somebody died in it.
Yeah, and the kitchen, somebody did die in it.
And that's what we got a deal on it.
Yeah. The kitchen was in the lower level. And then the living room and the bedrooms were in the upper level.
Yeah.
So it was an odd way to live.
Right.
So it was always half and half.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And but luckily there was a half bath down in the lower level.
Yeah.
But the lower level really felt like a basement, though. It didn't have carpeting.
Right.
It had hot water heat. Remember that?
That was bizarre because your feet would burn.
Your feet would get like, yeah.
And we had snakes in our back bathroom.
Yeah.
Which was very odd. And it was kind of scary.
That's kind of scary, too.
Yeah. It was all scary. Yeah. It was scary. So that
I'm glad we got out of that place.
Years ago. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And nothing bad happened to us except that we didn't thrive.
We didn't thrive there. the thing that I remember most about that house was that the winters were so cold there.
Yeah.
And it was
your feet would burn.
But the house itself was cold.
Yeah.
And Dad would put like blankets from the front door. You could either go, there was a very small entryway.
Landing, yeah.
And landing. And you could either go down to the mm-hmm. lower level or up. And Dad would put big blankets so that if you open the front door, the cold air would not go in the lower level. And I remember he was, we were kind of all new to trucking, uh-huh. owning our own truck.
Right.
And we had this older truck that would never start in the winter. And we had a circle driveway. Mm-hmm. And so we would park it right in front of our house. And Norm could never just figure out how to start this. And we would burn a fire underneath the truck. We would get logs, or we would run to Jewel and get those logs that you could just, and he would build a little fire mm-hmm. under the truck to just try and start and get the oil
warm. Which is so interesting because yesterday I saw him build the most perfect fire.
Yeah.
In our backyard.
He's a fire builder.
Yeah. And he used our corn stalks.
He did.
Because we put out Christmas lights. And yes. You said, Julie, I'm going to miss these perfect. I had never seen more perfect corn
stalks
this year.
Yeah.
And I said, and you said, we cannot have corn stalks and Christmas lights out. It is sacrilegious.
That's like you having knee socks and your flip-flops on.
Which I have done. And I said, but Mama, please, I'm not ready to give it up yet.
Yeah.
And we can't have Christmas lights up yet. And I'm like, oh, well, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Guess we got to put Christmas lights up. So he took them and they burnt so beautifully.
Beautiful.
With about a quart of gasoline. But it was, they went up in flames.
Dad's got the gasoline thing down too.
Yeah. So then I had another weird conversation this week. I'll throw this one out. And I was talking to someone, I don't get too specific, but someone in my circle that I need to kind of, like, I like her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of she's letting her guard down with me a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to behave, I can't just be completely, like, can't think that way or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be soft around the edges. Because
mm-hmm.
she's very much a Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a Trumper. But on the other hand, it was just an odd conversation because I'm talking to her and because I believe that we need to bring everyone into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, we all want the same thing.
Right.
We want more freedom.
Right.
Less taxes. And we want safety for everyone.
Right.
Now, I want a few other things. Like, I really do believe that we can do healthcare better.
Right.
If that's my socialist view, that's my socialist view.
Yeah.
However, I believe that we spend way too much money on healthcare for what we get.
Right.
And I think
somehow that just is so silly.
I think it's wrong to have our criminal justice, like prison and jails, be privatized.
Yes.
I think that's crazy.
Yes.
To have people be motivated to get people into jail.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, we're citizens of the United States of America here. Mm-hmm. I think we deserve to, you know, we want people to get back on their feet again. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they can,
mm-hmm.
you know.
If
they have feet, exactly.
Is that what you meant?
That's what I meant. I'm just saying if their time is 12 months, I want to be able to come out and live the next, you know, 50 years of their life in a productive manner.
Right.
That's what I want. And I don't know if people who have a bottom line feel that way. So
anyway, so let's get back to your conversation.
Yes. And so we're chatting and she's basically telling me how Clinton and Obama and they're all the devil and Gore and Biden really are the most worst people in the whole wide world. Mm-hmm. And they're horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. I go, you don't really think they're devils. He goes, I kind of do. I think they're horrible people. And that Trump is the only one that can save us. I'm like, wow, all right. And I'm like, okay. And I go, well, you know, and I try to say.
That must have totally, I mean, not that it totally freaked you out, because I know this woman. I know who you're talking to. A smart.
Adorable.
Adorable, highly functioning, paid well person.
Yeah. And I said, okay. I said, well, I go, here's the thing. I said, he's done some good stuff. I'm not gonna. I mean, not he. Like, I like the fact that he's pardoned people that have not, shouldn't be in as long as they've been in.
Right.
You know, I'm like that. You know, it doesn't feel just when you know that some people who've murdered people have gotten 4 years, and other people have gotten like 20 for like not murdering. You know, you're like, well, that seems a little not, you know, offhand or whatever. So I'm like, you know, that's kind of cool. And he goes, and then she goes, we're still chatting, and she goes, you know. I we talk about how people sometimes are snowflakes. They get their feelings hurt so fast now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of can get on board that because
me too.
I'm pretty progressive and liberal. And I know that people have tried to school me about like you are not progressive enough and not liberal enough and you need to wake up and become woke. And I'm just like,
you're not woke enough.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. And that bugs me. Yeah. And so we kind of joked about that. And then she said this magical phrase. She goes, you know, and I was thinking that I would really like to have a slave. And I think to myself, and if I had a slave, I would be a really good slave owner. And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay. Now, I'm like, I know.
We all understand that. I've wanted to have those people that win the lottery from like Nicaragua.
Yeah, the lottery to make it over to America.
Yeah, and need a place to stay.
Yeah.
You've said it in
less than so many words.
Right.
You've never used the S word.
Oh, no.
But you're like, well, hey. They need someone to, you know, vouch for them. And I could use an extra pair of hands because my daughter's getting arthritis. And what she used to do.
I could use someone to groom the yard.
Yes.
Someone to clean the inside of the house.
Yes.
That would be, I think it would be a marriage made in heaven.
Exactly. You'd vouch for them. And if they want to bring their family along, great.
Yep. I got a room over the garage.
For sure. Yeah. So I, in some sense, I got that person.
Yes.
Because you've mentioned.
We just don't use the S word.
We do not use the S word. And so I worked around it.
Unless we're talking about sexual slaves.
Then that's, you know, then there's a ball involved.
Yes.
And it's a red ball and it's, you know, it's usually tied in your mouth. And then it's a whole different thing.
Correct.
And lots of leather, you know, and a chain typically, but we're not talking about that kind. Mm-mm. And then I said, well, you know.
And there's also a cornhole involved. Exactly. But it's not in your backyard. It's in your backyard.
Exactly. And so I, you know, because I need her to still, like, I don't want to be offended because she's being comfortable with me.
Right.
And I get it. She's like, and I would be a really good owner. I'd take really good care of that person and all that stuff.
Can I say something to you? She is comfortable with you.
Yes.
But she's also comfortable with everybody else.
Right.
And everybody's like going, that. What?
And she's very competent at her job, which is great.
Confident and competent.
Yeah, confident and competent.
Yeah.
But it's great because I do know that, but I just would have worded it something different.
Yes.
And then I said, well, it is interesting because when we were talking about the snowflakes, and I said, I was hearing someone younger, like in their 20s, talk about how the American Indians, Native Americans, were, or for our Canadian friends, First Nationers, you know, they were never violent and always lived in peace. And I'm like, that's bullshit. I go, the Apaches were horrible people to each other. I mean, to like other, like, you know, it's like, hey, it was a while, you know, listen.
Scalping.
Yeah. I mean, you fended for yourself, and they were good with a bow and arrow, and they were good with riding horses. And basically, you hoped never to meet one of those guys if you had something to give them or whatever. Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, if you were poor from Europe and you wanted to come over, they said, hey, come on over to the United States and, you know, you're going to get some land. Just travel west. Your land is right here. See, this is where the last border of our soldiers have gone. Your land is about 30 miles west of there. Mm-hmm. Go west. You know,
go west, young man.
Go west, young man. Try your best.
Go west.
You know, keep going. So, I mean,
Norm was saying too that his grandfather, he had, I don't know how many daughters, four daughters. And he was that what he hoped for them, and they wanted to go to high school.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh no, what you do is when you graduate seventh grade or whatever, yeah, eighth grade, you go and you go work for a rich family, a wealthy family, or at least a well-to-do family, and you go be a maid and clean house for them.
Oh, that's no, not a, my daughter. My daughter will not go to high school. How dare that daughter?
How dare you try and educate yourself? But I thought that was an interesting take, that that's what was, you know, thought of as a good life for your kid.
Well, it was interesting because the youngest daughter, because I don't know how many kids my dad's mom had. I mean, how many sisters and brothers there were.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. So I would say seven.
Yeah. Alfred, Helen, Alfred. One, two, three, four.
I'm going to say seven.
Seven? That seems like a lot.
Does it? Three boys.
Yeah.
Three boys and four girls.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. Okay. There you go. Seven. Yeah. But and the youngest one, she was able to go to school and become a teacher.
She was able to go to college.
Yeah. And I don't know if because her dad was dead by that time.
I don't know.
But he was tired.
She
like
was
every...
tired. And everybody, all the kids went to work so that she could go to college.
Yeah, everybody worked to give and
to
I
get
remember
her to go to college.
She used to say that my grandmother, Marie, Irma would always go, you know, Alan, which was my grandpa who died when I was like 1 year old, he would always give her like some cash when they go, just because like she knew it was like, hey, you're trying to be a teacher, probably don't have any money, you know, here's a couple bucks here. And Irma always just loved the fact that he gave her some money, some spending money, you know, so the girl could like not have to hook on the side of the road and get food because she's going to college.
Well, and she went to college and then she stayed in the same town and taught for I don't know how many years, 25, 30?
Yeah.
And then after that, went to work in the nursing home. She was a home ec teacher.
Yeah.
And so she went to work in the local nursing home as the main cook or chef or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she really gave back to that community.
Right. She did.
Yeah.
And she loved it. And I love the fact that she did this because she wanted to double dip. She goes, because as a teacher, you get a pension, but you don't get Social Security. Mm-hmm. So she had to put her time in on both ways to get it both. And I'm like, that's one way of taking care of yourself in retirement.
Yes.
I was proud of her. She did it.
Yes,
she did it, you know? And so I don't know how we got on that. Oh, I was talking about Go West. But yeah, so that was my odd conversation.
Yes.
And I didn't know how to handle it because I don't, but I thought I did. I thought I stated my case
You said, I don't mind his policies, but just something about him, the way he talks. And
oh, that's what I said. Yeah. I don't like him.
Oh, don't look at that. Don't look at that.
I said, I would.
Look over here.
I go, I hear him talk and I go, oh, that's right. You're a marketer and you're lying to me right now. Oh, I get you. And I go, and I just can't take it sometimes. I just can't take it. He goes, that's because you're judging him on his personality, not his policy. And you shouldn't do that. And I'm like, I think as a voter, I can hope that my president has a decent personality as well as decent policies. You know, I can just hope for that, right?
I remember is this one author who I read his, I can't even think of his name right now, who I really enjoyed. And he was continental. And he said that the church bells rang out in Europe when they found out that Trump had lost. I think because he isolates.
Yeah.
And people all over the world just love America.
Yeah. No, we don't realize that.
No, we don't realize it.
And I really believe most of us, we're a bell curve. Most of us.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, what?
Bell curve.
Yeah.
I had the bell curve explained to me this week.
Yeah.
And it's totally different than what I thought.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I always thought that the bell curve was like everybody's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But I never really got it that, like, in the beginning is like the best.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, where the little part in the beginning and the little part at the end
yeah.
is best and worst.
Yeah.
I don't know why I never thought about that. I just Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. And you shouldn't think about best and worst just happens to be where your score ends up or what happened. I guess you could think of it as best and worst.
Yeah.
Like the big hunk of the bell is the average.
It's just the average Joe.
Average Joe, yeah. Where most of us hang out.
Yeah.
And then some people score higher and then some people very, and the real small part is like 3% on both sides.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So interesting.
It is interesting. And we should just detach from it because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, wow, we're all just like, right in the middle, basically.
Yeah, and that doesn't that kind of make you feel sort of ordinary, though?
Well, if I think about it, I bet most of us are in the middle of the bell curve.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to see, like,
we're just ordinary.
Yeah. I want us to be ordinary.
Extraordinary.
I don't need anybody to be special. Mm-hmm. I want people just to, like, find joy in the daily life.
If you were a cereal, Julie, what cereal would you be?
Can I add sugar to it? Because I really like a Rice Krispie with a blueberry with some sugar on top. Oh. That's lovely.
But I think I'd be that days. Raisin Bran one with the,
Raisin Bran.
Just Raisin Bran.
And then you'd throw a banana in there.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done that in decades.
Yeah.
And you go, because, you're like, I got to poop tonight. So I'm going to throw a banana in my Raisin Bran.
But
why
there's
not?
Like a billion cereals that we should have tried before we gave up cereal.
Well, we gave up cereal because we're just not 10 anymore, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking that my birthday is coming up and maybe for my birthday mm-hmm. dinner, mm-hmm. I'll have a cereal party. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of fun. Wouldn't
it? Kind of fun.
You know?
But you'd go to all the tried and true or like, here's
Golden
the thing
Grahams
too,
are effing
full, Frosted Flakes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because of probably high fructose corn syrup,
yeah,
they don't taste like they used to.
Right, right.
Things don't taste like they used to.
And because
to.
We're not eating the bad oils, mm-hmm. I mean, I have to look at the back of that and like, does Rice Krispie have bad oils in it,
Probably.
I mean, does it have bad sugars in it? Maybe. Probably. And you're like, oh my God. And I'm sorry, but oatmeal's great, but it's not it doesn't pack an emotional punch for me.
Oh, when I was a kid, it was either oatmeal or maltal meal.
Oh, your grandma used to make, your mother made us maltal meals.
Yeah.
And I'm
it was
like,
always on sale.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm like, this literally is.
Eat this, kids.
It's like,
it'll stick to your ribs.
Oh, it does. It's I don't even know the texture of maltal meal. It's literally like thick granule pudding.
Yeah.
That's kind of, so it's like textureless, mm-hmm. but has texture. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't explain it. Yeah.
And really, all you needed to do, Mom, was Cap'n Crunch.
And it didn't taste like a malt, by the way.
Count Chocula.
It really was false advertising, malta meal, don't you think?
What's a rainbow one?
Tricks? Well, yeah, I was never a Trix fan, per se.
Lucky Charms.
I don't like marshmallows in my cereal.
I know, yeah.
I do like
Cap'n Crunch.
I was going to say Corn Pops. Oh my God. I know. Corn Pops. What amazing cereal.
See, I think that down in Chicago.
Yeah.
You have to go through a department store that's still open, mm-hmm. and you go through there, and then you go through the back room of the department store,
yeah.
and then out to a little into a cubbyhole,
yeah.
where there's apartments that go upstairs, and then downstairs in the basement, you go down there, and in down there there's a secret ice cream shop,
uh-huh.
and they only sell ice cream, but they have 100 different kinds of cereals.
Put on top of your ice cream.
That you put on top of your ice cream.
Oh my God.
But you hardly anybody knows of it. You have to be like, know the secret password. And
could we have a food truck and sell this and do this? I think it would be awesome.
100%.
I think it'd be awesome to have like a cereal food truck.
Yes.
Like, hey, $3 a bowl. A little bit of, you come in, it's like easy peasy.
Yeah. Let's say you did have this.
Yeah.
You would have, I can see the ice cream.
Yeah.
With like, say you have 100 different kinds of cereals.
Yeah.
What else could you do? We couldn't do like a waffle or.
No, but you could have regular
besides,
cereal.
But something besides cream. The ice cream, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Yeah. Well, like you could have chicken that's fried with like cornflakes because usually so you have chicken and waffle.
Yeah, but no,
but
I'm
not
just
ice
talking
cream.
About a cereal dealio.
So what else
could
you do with cereal?
It's just ice cream or yogurt, I guess.
Yes. Ice cream, yogurt, or regular milk.
Yeah.
How do you want
that's
your cereal?
It. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Simple.
It really is. I think it's a great way, to feature the corn. Mm-hmm. I think it could be corn flakes, corn pops, or we could just have a food truck that was just literally corn. Corn the cob.
All different types
corn
of corn.
Bread.
Yeah.
Corn flour chicken.
And then we'd call the truck corn.
Corn.
With a K.
Oh, I love it.
Has it been done before?
Has it? I don't know.
I think there's a band that.
Oh, there is a band called Corn. How do we call it Corn? Corn for like your name. Corn. But I think there's something there.
Yeah.
I'm really thinking that next summer we could, because I believe that the state fairs and the community fairs and the county
fairs
and the city fairs,
yeah,
we're going to be open and they're going to be looking for something new.
Yeah.
And I think we've got two brilliant ideas.
Corn.
The cereal truck.
Mm-hmm.
And
love it.
The corn food truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we got a million dollar idea here.
Yeah, we do.
We've been meditating on our $1 million idea. Yeah, this could be it.
This could be. And we would only have to work in the summer at fairs.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
What? That's not right.
It is right.
Where's the rest of the show? We've only been talking about 20 minutes, right?
All we've been talking about is corn.
Corn is great.
It was great.